shitholes. Never learned anything. Scrape it up. Never trust anyone. Never learned anything. Scrape it up. Make it good. It's all in fun. Lots of fun. Never learned anything. First you meet things. Love that makes life. Scrape it up. Scrape it up. Scrape it up. Scrape it up. Dump your boyfriend. Fuck his best friend. Monopoly is a crime. Never learned anything. Scrape it up. Love won't grow. Love won't fly. Waste of time. Never learned anything. First you meet things. Love that makes life. Scrape it up. Scrape it up. Scrape it up. Scrape it up.
Dear John, I left dumb gone. Your best friend, he's good in bed. Oh, dear John, I pawn the entrapment ring you so desperately forced upon me on your knees, my little dog.
Are you deaf? Are you blind? All of you are just a waste of precious time. Cut your throat and save it on dollar signs. The love they think first and these things found our names. Let's scrape it off, scrape it off, scrape it off, scrape it off.
Christ with the big capital C word song. It sounds like Hunt, but it begins with a C. I think you can piece that one together. Also by them, Never Love Anything. This is Punk in Drublic, and I'm Allison Chains, and I stumbled across this band just doing this show. Brand new music to me. I was trying to look for some Canadian content to throw in there, and I found Pantychrist. I guess they've been around since the early 2000s, and I don't know where I've been and why it took me so long to stumble across them, because they are fan-freaking-tastic. I like what I hear, and you can go to their Bandcamp or YouTube to hear more, and I hope they release new material. I want them to keep writing stuff, because there's not enough all-girl stuff that's heavy. There's lots of female-fronted stuff or a female member in a band. And most of the all-female stuff is on the poppier side. Not that that's a bad thing. There's still lots of awesome girl groups that sing punk music, but they're not heavy like Pantychrist. And I'm digging it, ladies. So I hope to hear more from you. Also in the set, No Means No with Dark Ages. And Dark Times Indeed. This whole show pretty much is based around the past week and all the hoopla happening in the USA with Trump's first week in office, because it's scary. We're going back, like, big time. There was a tweet that I read that makes a lot of sense. And God, I can't believe I just said I read a tweet. But this person brings up a good point. Remember when the Hadron Collider was turned on a few years ago? Ever since then, all sorts of weird crap has been happening. This tweet was pretty much saying, maybe this is an alternate universe. Maybe when we turned it on, we switched universes. And now things are just going in a completely weird-ass direction. Either that or people like Bowie, Lemmy, and stuff. They got abducted by aliens and are sent to Mars because they're destined for better things and what's going to happen on Earth.